is our Major League Baseball insider, MLB.com, InsideTheSeams.com. Tracy Ringlesby, kind enough to join us here on the program. Tracy, how are you doing? What's going on today?
Hey, just enjoying a day off, trying to watch some other baseball other than Rockies baseball, and get psyched up for Iowa City, Iowa.
Did you take in the eclipse at all today?
You know what? It never got dark at our house. Did it downtown?
I mean, it wasn't dark like you would think. It's amazing what 2% of sunlight can still light up, but it was like I was looking through sunglasses when I didn't have the eclipse glasses on. That's what it was like in town.
Yeah, I don't even think it was that dark out here, but that's just me. I mean, I kept waiting for it to get dark and maybe like make the yard light go on or something, and it didn't do any of that.
Now, Jeremiah did say that lights downtown did turn on, street lights and stuff downtown turned on.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it was interesting, though. I enjoyed it.
Aren't you glad you didn't pay about $20,000 to go someplace and watch it?
I am glad I didn't have to spend any money to go put. I spent $10 on eclipse glasses, and I was able to watch it through there, so it was kind of fun. So $10 versus $20,000, yes. It'd be nice to have $20,000 to have the ability to go do that.
Yeah, but I can think of things I'd rather do with it.
Mm-hmm. Probably so. Yeah, definitely. You know, this playoff race in the National League, when you know, outside of a couple of the divisions, the East and West Division, you know, the wild card race is getting a little more interesting. The Central Division race is getting more interesting. You know, back a few weeks ago or a month ago or so, it seemed like it was all set in stone that Colorado and Arizona were probably going to be the wild card teams. Things have definitely the gap has been closed considerably, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and I think but the interesting part's going to be the next month, because you play heavy within your division.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you're St. Louis and you've got to play home and home with everybody in your division, you know, each of those teams. And it's, you know, the same over here in the West, but really you've only got two teams that you've got to worry about. I mean, San Diego and San Francisco, you better be able to take care of, but you know, over in the Central Division, you really still have four teams that are involved. And here's what I find interesting. The Reds are in last place in the Central Division, right? They're 14 games out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other team in the National League closer to first place than the Reds. I mean, in the East Division or in the West Division, there's no team closer to first place than the last place Reds.
Right as you said that, I looked at that and I was like, holy cow, that you're exactly right. So in that scenario with the division heavy schedule coming up, who has advantages in these wild card races? I mean, are the Rockies and Diamondbacks at a disadvantage because they have to play each other plus the Dodgers? Or, you know, is anybody in the – I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're in the Central, you've got to play home and home with Pittsburgh. You've got to play home and home with home and home with Pittsburgh, home and home with St. Louis, home and home with the Cubs, home and home with Milwaukee. I mean,
yeah.
And then if you're Milwaukee, you got to play at the Dodgers and home with Washington. And there's one other team in that division that has to play the Dodgers. I think it's St. Louis has to play the Dodgers in Washington. So I don't know that that's really a break. You know, if the Rockies get their act back together at home, I think they're in pretty good shape. You know, they have the third best record in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
The only teams with a better record than the Rockies in the National League are the Dodgers and the Nationals. So it's, I mean, they have themselves in a position to go ahead and take care of business. They've obviously need to win once in a while on the road, but they've really got to do a better job at Coors Field than they did in the last week. That was pretty disappointing, I think, on everybody's part, that they didn't take care of business at home better than they did.
I mean, is it anything in particular that you noticed over that last week, or is it across the board where the struggles happened with that?
I think it was pretty much across the board, because other than the one game, they haven't had much for 2 weeks offensively. And, you know, Holland, probably, if you had to pick one individual out, you hate to signal someone out because he was so good early. But, I mean, Holland's had a blown save or a loss in four of his last five games. You know, his last time out, he didn't get a blown save because the game was tied when he came in. but he blew the game. So I mean, he's as good as he was early. The last five games. Now maybe it's an adjustment that he's got to make with a changing catcher, or maybe he's a little tired. I don't know. I think they've done a pretty good job of not abusing and overusing him. They've never asked him to go more than an inning. And they really, I mean, I guess once, didn't they? They asked him to go more than an inning once. And he hadn't pitched for a while at that point. They don't use him, just wear him out to wear him out. They don't rarely put him in a game just to get him some work. So, I mean, I just hope it's one of those things, and that he can get himself back. Because, you know, when you have a game like you did Saturday, that kind of just cuts away at everybody. I mean, that's one of the things about having a closer, is it's supposed to pick up everybody's spirits, you know. And when you have a really good closer, and he saved, 31 of his first 32, 34 of his first 35 opportunities. So you got very comfortable with him. We've got to see him get that back in order.
Trace, I went down yesterday for the game, and I think the thing that's been bothering me, and we talked about it even last week, is the fact that the Rockies' offense are not stringing hits together, and they're just, yesterday they kept leaving guys on base in scoring position. I know you're not going to do it all the time, but when you got guys on second and third with one out, you got to get a run in. I mean, come on, you know. That seems to be going on all the time. Runners on first and second with nobody out. Runners, you know, hitting into the double plays, and they're just not situational hitting. They're not getting the hits they need to put runs up on the board.
Well, it's not the hits they need. I think that the bigger problem is they probably had five opportunities to drive in runs without hits. You know, they could get just cheap runs with fly balls or ground balls to the right side, and they weren't able to do that. I mean, the amazing thing to me is, because it does get frustrating to watch things like yesterday's game, they're leading the major leagues in hitting with runners in scoring position. Not that. But, I mean, the thing of it is, they're not getting the cheap runs. They get a runner on third with less than two outs, fly ball, ground ball to the right side, get the guy home somehow. You don't have to hit a home run. You don't have to get a double in the gap. All you got to do is put the ball in play somewhere and get him home. And they have not done a very good job of that in the last 2 weeks, other than the one game.
Yesterday, Trace, the one that got me was they had runners in scoring position with less than one out. And I agree. I didn't mean hits. I mean just getting fly balls to the outfield deep enough to get guys in, or, you know, like you said, hits to the right side to drive it. Yesterday they had runners, you know, I don't remember. I think it was on third. I think maybe first and third. And they come up with one out, and Story pops up a bunt to the catcher, which, you know, I understand that happens sometimes. And then whoever was behind him, I think it was, let me see who it was, Hannigan, comes up and strikes out, and they don't do anything with it, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it was just a runner on first base when Story bunted, because I was trying to figure out, you got the Hannigan and the pitcher coming up next, why are you trying to move the guy over? Maybe it was first and second that he did it. So you got the best chance of driving those guys in. I mean, what are you bunting for? Yeah, no, I agree. I just that might be that try hard mentality, and when you try too hard, sometimes you get a little bit away from what you're capable of doing.
Is Carlos Gonzalez, would you say he's back now the way he's been hitting, or do you need to see it more consistently over a stretch of time?
He's en route.
Okay.
And I mean I said to him yesterday, I go, I really like when you drive the ball to left field. I mean, you know, if they're not going to play him in left field, he might as well just drive the ball out there and double him to death, and occasionally he'll get it up in the air like he did the other night and hit a home run. But, I mean, he's too good of a hitter to just sit there and continue to hit ground balls to the right side or pop up to the right side. When they're over-shifting on him like they've done, he's got to take advantage of that. He's got a nice, easy swing, particularly when they throw the ball away. I mean, if they throw a ball away, they're inviting you to hit it to left field. So do it. And I think we're seeing signs of that, but Toy has one of those explosive cargo games. I'll just call it seeing signs.
Gotcha. Very good. Tracy, we always appreciate the time. Rockies will be in Kansas City for the next few days, so we appreciate the time. Enjoy watching some baseball other than the Rockies tonight, right?
I will. And I'm glad Dave was here today. It's just nice to talk to him.
Thanks, Tracy.
All right, see you guys.
Bye. See
you. There you go, Tracy.